everybody. Welcome back to the Select Start podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Gavin, aka Gilded Age, and with me today are my two beautiful co-hosts.
What up, everybody? It's me, Caleb. Hey, Caleb. Caleb.
Hell yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Russell. Well, the last one reigning in on this wonderful, beautiful trio. How are we all? Boys, you know what? You know what? Honestly, though, before we get into this, how are y'all doing today?
Good, I guess you could say. Not bad. I've been playing a lot of League because the new season has started.
Right.
Season 2022.
The 12th
season of League of Legends, and I'm actually having a really good time. Right now, I am 22-10.
Yeah, I saw that in the text, man. Yeah, it was good shit.
I have like a 70% win rate. I'm just like smurfing every game.
Who have you been using? Nice.
Oh yeah,
I've been playing mid mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been spamming kind of this new champion Vex. She's really OP right now.
Oh fucking god!
And if I get, she's like a mid lane mage.
Okay.
And then if I get top lane, I've been spamming Akshan, who's another new champion. He's a ranged.
Okay.
He's kind of like he's like an ADC type character.
My bad. Sorry, Gavin. I apologize. Go ahead, bud.
No, you're good. If you want to know how broken she is, this is an unrealistic situation to happen in an actual game, but if you get enough stacks on her passive, you can cross the entire map in less than a second.
Oh my lord. Excuse me?
What?
Like,
no, that's the new champion, Zeri, not Vex.
Oh, you said Vex, yeah. Yeah, that's Zeri. Okay.
Zeri isn't released till the 20th.
But yeah, she's broken. I saw a video and I think the actual time is like 3 seconds to get from fountain back to fountain. It's insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
it's
have
not
to
realistic,
like,
but
stack your passive like a bunch
yeah
to do that.
I think it's like 100 or something stacks. I mean, like, it's unrealistic, but I mean, it's just broken. But before we do get into the big topic, I am doing pretty good today. I got a big interview tomorrow.
Hey.
But I did want to bring up about the D&D game that I have going on, that Russell was in the campaign before, and then we started a new campaign. And Russell, it has gotten insane, man. It is so crazy.
Oh, don't worry. Like, if you want to compare D&D stories, we'll do that another time. But I promise you, the one that I'm in has also gone completely fucking sideways.
Yeah, dude. Like, so, just this happened last session. It's just something that's pretty crazy. But we got to the Archfey Dovne, and
okay,
my character is from the Feywild, and he's an Eladrin elf.
Aladdin?
Aladrin.
Aladrin. Cool.
Shut up.
They got Disney characters in D&D now?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But his family is trapped in the Feywild, and so he had to ask Dovne if she could do anything to get them out. And she's this weird god, like Fey god, Archfey thing. And I had to attempt to bake bread and make beer to get my family out of the Feywild. And I rolled, I rolled to make the bread and rolled a 22, so I was able to make it pretty good.
Lord. Yeah.
And then I rolled to do the beer and rolled a 9. and so Devonay was like, she's like, I'll give you one more chance to do it. Like, she's like, you get one more chance. And I rolled a natural fucking 20.
Oh.
So it is crazy. And now we have to travel back in time and kill some people. So
what?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. It took a big fucking turn when we went into the Feywild, so.
Bet. I like that.
I like that a lot. Man. But the big topic today that I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to get y'all's opinion on it.
Sure.
So there's a big TikTok war going on, big TikTok beef between two TikTok creators. The Vantalord, you may know him. He's
he is who gives you passage to the cookout.
Yes, and he is also the leader of the Council of Men.
Yeah.
The Secrets of Men.
Yeah.
And now, you may also know Che Durena.
I don't know that.
Also
one.
Known as. Okay, he's the. Follow me, you fucking idiots.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I know him. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. He is known as also the Rogue because he used to be a council member and now he went rogue. And he's spilling the men's secrets.
Oh my
and
god!
He's talking about TikTok now.
Yeah, he's talking about TikTok.
Yes, this is
yeah.
TikTok. This is all TikTok beef. This what? Shit is insane. And like, there's a whole lore and everything now. And anyways, Che, I think it's Che, but he revealed the pocket scratch. How sometimes guys will put their hand in their pocket and sneak a little scratch on their balls or readjust that way. You know, no one notices.
Yeah.
And so the council, Vantalord, he called him out on it and said that he needed to stand trial for his crimes. And Che responded with the mirror tuck, where you took your dick and balls to see what it would look like if you didn't have it.
Oh my god.
This man is revealing all the secrets, man. He's nothing is sacred to him. And so the Vantalord then sent out bounty hunters at him, and so Che was like, every bounty hunter you send, I will release a secret. And so that spanned this big war, and now there's everyone's picking sides and choosing sides. Me personally, I'm with the Rogue. I love chaos and everything, so I'm 100% with the Rogue. The council will burn, and it, but I mean, there are so many creators getting in on it. There's the historian and he's known for, like, he goes really deep into history and stuff. There is the Sun King, who's this, he's kind of, he does a bunch of different videos. I mean, we have Nerd Jim is getting in on it. He's this guy who does, like, Nordic stuff and, like, gym stuff. Like, he's really cool. But there's, like, a bunch of different TikTok creators. There's a cook TikTok creator. I mean, there's like almost every man TikTok creator is getting in on this, and it's fucking insane. And like, they're bringing up the Martian War, they're bringing up the Great War of 1856.
1812. There was a war in 1812. I don't remember.
Well, yes, yeah, because it's called the War of 1812. Jesus Christ.
War of 1812 is when the United States took on the greatest naval power of the world, Great Britain.
Oh my god, shut up. Shut up.
It's insane, and there's so many people joining in on it. I mean, the SCP Site 42 is in on it, and he does a lot of SCP content. I mean, just if you go on TikTok and just look up the council, you'll see so many videos and people that like are going in and like picking sides and stuff, and it's crazy, and it's the most fun I've had on TikTok like in a very long time, because it's just so crazy, because everyone, like, you have like the two main, or two, like the three main people, which is the historian, I can't pronounce his name, I don't want to fuck it up, so everyone calls him the historian, and then you have Che and you have the Vantalord, and like they're the three kind of like where the lore started, and like it even goes so far as back as like the Vantalord is called upon the primordial one, and like it's fucking crazy, dude. It's so crazy, but it's so cool too at the same time, that like this TikTok beef is so much fun.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty then.
But whose side are y'all on? Would you choose the council to keep the secrets, or would you go with the Rogue?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, though, if we're spilling secrets, bro, if we're just going to let the whole world know the man's secrets, I mean, I'm on the Rogue. I'm with the Rogue, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. So here at Select Start, we support the rogue. 100%. Chaos, I'm choosing dude. For you, Caleb.
Yeah, get fucked.
Oh, man. But also, we have Pokemon comes out this month, which I'm super excited about. We've seen a bunch of stuff from them. Everyone is kind of expecting the entire game to be leaked here pretty soon, probably like either this week or next week before it releases. It looks so much fun. Like, I can't wait to dive into this game. But are there any games that you guys are excited to release this year, or
you already know?
I already know what Russell's gonna say.
Other than Elden Ring.
I'm literally buying it right now. I'm literally buying it right now.
I'm excited for Lost Ark.
Lost Ark does actually look really good.
And Ashes of Creation looks cool if it ever comes out.
Ashes of Creation. Yeah, that one does. Like the whole
player, concept is like really cool. Yes. Like everything revolves around the player base.
Yeah, I think it's gonna
have one area that's like evolved to like super high tech, and like then there's like another area that's just like still in the Bronze Age.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really cool. I want to get it and jump into it, and I'm going to try to be a. I'm gonna just trade. I'm gonna like do trading and just run from cities to cities and trade, and then maybe open up a shop or something.
Yeah,
like it's so cool that like you can literally just buy a plot of land, build a shop, and like just run a shop. Like that's like everything is all like player focused. Because like I think it's also good that they're gonna have NPCs in there and like quests and stuff to do, but also being like the economy's player focused, like player driven, and like players, like you're gonna be able to hire other players to go and do things for you and stuff. So.
Oh, that's wild! What? Excuse me. You can hire other players. That's dope.
Yeah, it's cool. It's gonna be cool. Like, cause like once you beat like the main story, really. You just kind of do anything. So like if I'm like a trader and I'm gonna go from like one city to the next, I could hire a group of, you know, bodyguards and be like, hey, I need y'all to protect me while I, you know, while I travel to this other city that's, you know, x miles away or whatever, and they, you know, they'll protect me. And then when I get there, I'm like, all right, here's your gold, you know, here's half now and half when we get there. So it's gonna be awesome to see like the role playing that goes on.
Yeah, I agree.
But what's Lost Ark? I haven't heard about that one.
So it's kind of like a dungeon runner type, like Diablo type kind of game.
It's a dungeon runner?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember seeing a preview. I didn't know it was gonna be a dungeon grinder.
Hold on. It's a Lost Ark, originally known as Project T, is an isometric 2.5D fantasy massively multiplayer online action role-playing game. It was originally released in South Korea in 2018, but this year it's being released in America.
America.
Oh, so it's already out.
Korea, it's just, but not here.
Okay, so it's out.
They're like redoing the game for here, I guess. And February 11th, it comes out in Europe and North America, where it will be published by Amazon Games.
Yeah, that's okay. That's why I've heard of it, because it's Amazon. It's the first game they're really putting their name on.
Other than New World.
Yeah, other than New World.
Which was a terrible game.
Wow.
I liked it. I think it was short-lived, but I liked it when it was out. I mean, I couldn't really play it because of my internet, but what I was able to play, I really liked. It was pretty fun. But I like the concept of New World.
In Lost Ark, Russell, they have kind of a monk type class you can play.
Beautiful.
Oh, there you go.
They have three.
or there's a Soulfist, a Striker, Ward Dancer, and a Scrapper. Scrapper is Heavy Gauntlets. Soulfist is Special Energy. Striker is Elemental Gauntlets. And Ward Dancer is Light Gauntlets.
What are all the classes?
So the classes are Artillerist, which is a gunner. They have a Bard, which is a mage.
Okay.
A Berserker, which is a warrior. Deadeye, which is a gunner. Deathblade, which is an assassin. Gunlancer, which is a warrior. Gunslinger, which is a gunner. A paladin. Warrior, scrapper, martial artist. Shadow Hunter, assassin, sharpshooter, gunner. Soulfist, martial artist, striker, martial artist. Summoner, which is mage, and Ward Dancer, which is martial artist.
Interesting.
Shadow Hunter.
Well, they got quite a bit of different classes you could choose from.
Yeah, it sounds. Do they have also all have subclasses or no?
I'm not sure.
I'll sub your class.
Oh, all right. Oh yeah, I'm down for that. You know, that I'm down pretty, for a good time.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking interesting.
But
yeah, it sounds cool. I'm down for it.
It looks really fun.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Did you guys
at least it's a month from today?
Did you guys get your free Amazon games today?
No.
No.
No? I always claim them. I'm.
What the hell came out on Amazon today?
So on our Twitch Prime Gaming is actually what it is. It's but you know Amazon owns Twitch, so but they always give free games every month, and this month's games are Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Total War Warhammer, World War Z Aftermath, Fahrenheit Indigo Prophecy,
okay,
WRC7 Abandoned Ship, Paper Beast, In Other Waters, and Two Point Hospital. And you can get them all for free if you have Twitch Prime.
Well, I don't.
So you can get, yeah, you can get Star Wars on Origin, Total War, and World War Z are both on Epic Games, and then all the other ones are going to be on Amazon Games.
Hmm.
So
nice.
And if you play League, there are new League rewards, so the Prime Gaming capsules are out. Valorant,
yeah, I already got mine.
Their stuff
for January.
Yeah, I got mine as well. Yeah, they have some pretty cool stuff on here. They have like Assassin's Creed stuff if you haven't gotten your stuff. Call of Duty, For Honor, Madden, Destiny, Red Dead Online, FIFA, RuneScape, Warframe, Dead by Daylight, GTA, bunch of stuff. They always do every month. There's new stuff to collect.
Nice.
Nice.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have any topics?
So competitive League of Legends is officially back.
Woo!
LPL started yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, with the first two matches between Oh My God versus Thunder Talk Gaming, which Oh My God came out with 2-0. Then nice. We had former world champions FunPlus Phoenix versus RNG, They'll Never Give Up, which FunPlus Phoenix won 2-1. Then earlier this morning, we had JD Gaming versus the defending League of Legends world champions Edward Gaming, which Edward Gaming won 2-0.
Ooh.
Then the second match of that was LGD Gaming versus Anyone's Legend, which Anyone's Legend won 2-1.
Nice.
And then Friday, LEC, which is the European league, starts, and LCS also starts, which is the North American League, on Friday.
Ooh, we got some league coming up, huh?
Yeah. So it's not the official season start. So they started this new thing last year where they do, in North America, they do a what they call the lock-in tournament. So it's like basically a preseason tournament, just to, I guess, so everybody can feel everybody out. And the first game of the day on Friday, first LCS match of the year, 100 Thieves versus TSM. 100 Thieves defending Summer Split LCS champions versus TSM, the most garbage team in the league.
I think that 100 Thieves will probably win, since TSM will not have their main roster. So it'll be 100 Thieves versus TSM.
It's the lock-in
TSM
tournament,
Academy.
So I think a lot of the teams won't be playing like their full complete rosters a lot of the time. So they can give some of their like academy players and younger players some stage time or whatever. Well,
from what I saw on TSM is they're having problems getting all their players together, but they said their TSM academy, their academy team has been doing good. So they're just going to have their academy team play the lockout tournament, since I think they're having visa problems or something.
Yeah, there's some other teams like Dignitas. I think it's Dignitas. I saw one of the standout junglers from the smaller regions. They picked up River from PSG Talon. He's having visa issues. So I think they said he won't be here for like the first day or two or the first week of LCS. And so they're going to have their academy jungler Exu. Also, yesterday, the like amateur scene, the Proving Grounds, General Sniper, the rank 1 15-year-old who plays on 100 Thieves Next, made his professional debut.
Oh,
hell yeah.
And 100 Thieves went 2-0 undefeated first day.
Yikes. Oh man.
So let's say his debut went pretty well.
You'd have to say that. He's a top laner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny that you're saying that, because Rocket League is doing a lot of similar stuff. In relation to time when it comes to the League stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, they're doing a lot of side-by-side shit. So League is doing some stuff, and then Rocket League got some shit going on right now, so... That's pretty cool. That's really cool, actually.
Also, that LCK, which is the Korean League, starts at 2 a.m. tonight. I am excited for LCK this season, because my favorite player, Chovy, which is what my league IGN is named after, Church of Chovy, he was on Hama Life last year. They went to Worlds. They made it out of play-ins, which is like the basically like the lower tier where everybody goes who hasn't made the like main stage to try and get to the main stage groups.
Mm-hmm.
But they made it out of there, but didn't do that well in groups. But now Chovy is on a new team, and he actually finally has a team around him. So I'm hoping that they do really well this year, and he's now on Gen G Esports.
Nice. Is that a big move for him?
I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now.
Gen G was one of the best teams in the league last year. They also went to Worlds. And
I'm calling it now. NA is going to win Worlds.
You're out of your mind.
NA is going to perform the best they've ever done. I think that's a good possibility. NA's gotten a lot of new talent this year, especially... like a lot of good players from other regions, like TL. I think, is it TL that picked up the Summit from Korea? So we'll see. LCS should be pretty exciting this year.
I think now that Bjergsen has left TSM, I think he's going to perform a lot better. I think he's going to come.
So. Speaking of TSM, some big news came out of TSM today and the LCS. So the owner of TSM, Reginald, is being investigated, is formally being investigated now by LCS and Riot Games for player abuse.
No
because
shot.
Of be,
no
like
shot.
Men, like
not like physical abuse, but like mental
abuse
and stuff. Because a couple months ago, Doublelift, who used to be a TSM player, came out and made a bunch of accusations about Reginald and how he's like super toxic and he would like mentally abuse the players and stuff like that when they weren't performing well. And so now Riot is officially investigating him.
It would not surprise me if it comes out that he is super abusive.
I've seen some videos that people have posted from back when he was a player still on TSM. And he was like super, super toxic.
Yep. That's like he's always has been. Because I've been watching LCS from like season one, from like the first time when they hosted it in where the joke was they hosted it in Freak's basement. And that's where all the tournaments were in Freak's basement.
Yeah.
And Reginald was, his entire career just kind of seemed like he was very toxic. And I remember like even when like X Special left, like that became a big thing in him and Reginald and stuff. And so it doesn't surprise me. Like if it comes out that he was doing player abuse, you know, mentally abusing his players and emotionally abusing them, et cetera, like it will not surprise me. And I hope something comes from it, because I think also that's a lot of the reason why TSM usually doesn't perform as good as they can because of that. Like, they get on stage and they're so worried about whether or not they're going to be able to perform and not get, you know, yelled at or whatever. So that's why I think Bjergsen leaving TSM is he's going to come in refreshed on a new team, and I think he's going to perform a lot better than we've ever like really have seen him in the past couple of years.
Yeah, could end up seeing something that like happened to Echo Fox, where they had to sell the team and their LCS spot because of what happened in that org.
I don't know if it'll come to that.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's possible.
I could see them saying like Reginald can't be directly involved with the LCS anymore. And they have to get like a new, I guess, someone else to run the LCS part, and him just like not be allowed to be involved. But I don't think they're like TSM is just such a mainstay. Like TSM,
I don't think they would make them sell their LCS spot, but they might make them have like a board meeting or something and replace him as CEO or something.
Maybe I could see that, but I think if anything, they're just going to say like, hey, Reginald can't, you know, he can't be involved with the LCS anymore. Like he can still run, you know, like deal with like the other things. Like he can still be CEO and stuff, but like there needs to be someone else who's going to be directly talking to the players and deciding what happens with TSM on the LCS side and with the Valorant side, you know, anything Riot Games pretty much. So he will probably still be able to be involved with like their Smash community, Call of Duty, or, you know, whatever TSM else.
I don't think TSM has a Call of
Duty. I don't think so, but it was just a game that popped in my head. But, you know, their Smash, their other teams. I don't really know what other esports. I don't even know if they have a Rocket League.
TSM? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so, I could see that happening, but
wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I hope something good happens from it. Whether it comes out that he isn't abusive,
I'm sure it will come out that he is.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I hope that if it does, either he takes a step back and realizes like, okay, like I need to stop, and or they make it to where he just can't be involved with the LCS. Yeah. Because I feel like that's what's more likely to happen, is they're just going to be like, okay, he can't be involved with the LCS. I mean, maybe the investors for TSM come in and say like, hey, you need to step down from CEO. Like you get to keep, you know, you'll still get your paychecks. You know, they're not going to be as much, but you need to be replaced as CEO, and then I could see that, but I don't know. I feel like that's such a drastic change.
Yeah, true. Guess we'll find out.
That's a lot of shit going on, honestly.
Yeah.
It sucks because like TSM is such like one of the old like mainstay teams, like C9, TSM, Dignitas, like that has been around for so long, and so it sucks to see like one of the best historically the best LCS team kind of be where it is now.
Yeah,
because like I've always been a TSM fanboy and I love TSM. I've liked them from day one, you know, when they had Dyrus, the Odd One, X Special, Reginald. I still remember, you know, Bjergsen's first game when they decided to have him out. I remember when Doublelift was on the team and everything. I mean, it was awesome. Those were like the glory days of LCS when it was like this small kind of tournament with like a couple thousand people watching it, and it was like only in NA, and so then it, you know, kind of expanded, and which also is crazy how NA had the game like 3 years or so before any other region, and now they're like probably one of the worst regions.
Yeah.
But Russell, you had a Rocket League game today, right?
Oh yeah, I did.
Hell, you had to bring that up, Gavin.
I did.
I feel like something he can talk about. I mean, you know, I feel like that's pretty exciting, you know, having like, you know, IGL games and stuff. I feel like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
I don't know
it.
If he's ever talked about it.
I don't think I have, but like it's, I enjoy the hell out of it, I'll tell you that. Like it's, what's really fun about it all is, I think, the best thing is that it's all free. It's just it's pretty much for glory. There's no
bragging rights.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, there's bragging rights when you beat people or you like, oh, I got first in my division or whatever. But like, it's not like I'm going in front of a whole bunch of fucking people and literally, you know.
Yeah.
Like throwing money, like throwing tons of fucking money at the game. No, it's just a lot of fun. Like, I enjoy it a lot. Yeah, today, we were in week two, we won week one, and then we lost today.
Yeah.
But we didn't play, we played a different version of a team. So there's five people total on the team, and we played a different set of three. Two of us played week one, and then we also played week two, we just played with a different third.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
But it ain't no big deal. I'm also in, there's they do leagues for 1v1, 2v2, and 3v3. And I'm also in 2v2 with one of the guys I played with today. And we have a game tomorrow night. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're just going to keep it rolling. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Russell about to come back on here and be like, all right, guys, well, we won the whole thing. We're going pro. We
God,
got signed.
No. Oh God! No.
Space Station Gaming.
Hey!
I just got picked, guys. I just got picked up by Complexity Gaming.
Hey, Complexity's Rocket League team is fucking amazing. I love those guys.
I just say Complexity because they're here in Texas, in Dallas.
I just said the first team that came to mind.
Yeah, no, Complexity they moved their Rocket League team moved from South America up here.
Yeah. Speaking of, fun fact about Complexity, Post Malone is part owner.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. He just
holy shit, I didn't know
he
that.
Just became part owner like not too long ago.
Did during the off season does League do a bunch of roster changes?
League? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So Rocket League did the same shit today, and it's funny that you brought up Space Station because they let go of one of their players.
Oh, really?
Yep, their Rocket League team. Huh? Yemen?
For like a good reason, or was it just like, what the fuck? Why are they letting this guy go?
No, he just
a better player or something.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a better shot, like somewhere else, because there was like talk that the comms during the game just weren't there.
Yeah,
and I mean, Space Station, the two of the three that are staying have been playing with another player whose name is quite literally Daniel. And Daniel has been playing with Arsenal and Reddles a lot, so they moved Daniel up into the team, and the third player that was there, Sipical, is off the team, and I believe he is going to FaZe.
Okay.
Yeah, FaZe. Okay. FaZe also has an opening because one of their players, Illusion, has opted into coaching, and so he stepped down from the team and is now the coach for Envy.
Oh,
yes. Nice. So Envy has a super young coach, which is cool. I appreciate that. He's a really fresh Rocket League professional. So, which Envy also houses a 4-time Rocket League world champion. So,
yeah, and my friend works at Envy.
Hell yeah.
She's the social media manager.
Nice, yeah.
For the Dallas Fuel.
You talked about getting her on here, and then you never did.
I haven't talked to her.
But no.
But pretty much for League, every offseason, like every team makes a bunch of roster changes. Everybody's trying to buy like the best players to come to their team. I think the only team in NA this year that didn't make any changes was 100 Thieves.
Yeah, they the only teams, there's a few teams that didn't make any changes in Rocket League, and that was NRG, Complexity, and I believe in NA that's it. I believe Complexity and NRG are the only teams that did not make a single change.
Yeah.
Also in League roster news, I think it was, Caleb can correct me here, he probably knows, I think it was C9, but I'm not 100% sure, but they picked up a fresh new talent, gave him 0 games, and then dropped him.
Oh my god.
What? Well, I didn't hear about that.
No? I think it was C9.
Do you know what the player's name was?
Let me see.
Did they put it on their Twitter?
I think so. I think that's where I saw it. But yeah, they picked up a new player. Like they picked him up. They only had him on the team for like 3 months. Or something like that, and gave him no games, no experience, and then they just dropped him.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Cloud9 Amateur drops Tempos from their amateur roster 3 weeks after signing him and having Tempos drop his... Why. College scholarship to play for them.
I would have dropped Tempos too.
But
Tempos is a, in solo queue, he is a zillion one trick. And he's known to be pretty toxic.
Beautiful.
Is he?
Yeah. So beautiful. That's probably, I could see that might be why they dropped him.
So apparently, what it is, oh, this is actually from the CEO of C9.
Jack.
He says, Jack, contract length is less than a year. A majority of players and the coaches are in school currently. C9 would never ask or even encourage these players to drop their scholastic endeavors. We clearly state that we will work around their schedules, and if needed, we are happy to expand the roster to ensure that the players have time off. All amateur players are currently on the roster have been there for over 2 months, including Tempos before he left. We never asked Tempos to leave school and would have been very against it if it was ever brought up. It was a personal decision for him to step away from pursuing his second degree. And he never discussed it with C9. Tempos, our coach and management, worked very hard to improve during his stay with C9, and he made some great improvements. Ultimately, it was clear something was not working well within our team, and despite our best efforts, all parties felt the best move was to move on. Tempos is very appreciative of the experience and has felt that the improvement over the last 2 months put him in a much better place to continue to pursue his career in League of Legends.
Well,
So I guess there's that. There's some more context on it, but I thought it was kind of crazy that they picked him up and then dropped him so quickly. But I guess if it was a mutual agreement and like that's true and he's not just, you know, trying not to look bad, which I don't think, because people were also saying that Tempos said on his Twitter not to blame C9, so I'm guessing it was a mutual agreement to part ways.
But yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, that's kind of the things that are going on in Rocket League too. There's a bunch of mutualistic moves being made. Like, for starters, Rogue dropped one of their players to pick up a 15-year-old kid named Aqua. And that kid is absolutely cracked out of his mind. Like, that kid is absolutely insane. Okay. And then there's another player named Parth who got picked up. I don't remember who picked up Parth. I'm not going to lie to you. Hold on.
Bro, what's up with esports talent getting younger and younger?
Because they have access to shit quicker and quicker.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, like, they have next thing we know, there's going to be a 12-year-old professional.
I just saw on Twitter the 100 Thieves Next team. I guess the Proving Grounds tournament's already over, and they won the whole tournament going 5-0.
Oh, my lord.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I can go to the...
100 Thieves, Caleb is looking for a job.
100 Thieves is looking for a job?
No, I said you're looking for a job.
Check out the tweet I just shared in the little moderator chat. Watch y'all watch that real quick.
Let's see. The media could not be.
Booty who?
Yep. That's my organization owner.
So.
Okay, come back, piece of crap.
The kid is 5.
Is it from your game?
No. You're watching is a 5-year-old child.
What? Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah. 5.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a weird thing to lie about, but like my brain can't process a 5-year-old doing this.
I agree. I agree. That's why I wanted to show you. I agree.
I'm like, there's no way this is real, is it?
Right.
I mean, but it's like, possible.
It is.
But yeah, possible. Like. Because, like, I'm also, like, that's just, why would you lie about him being 5? Like, that's so weird to lie about, but...
Yeah, right.
I just can't comprehend someone being this young doing all this shit.
Right.
Like, I can't even, I couldn't even hope to do half of that. Like, I suck at Rocket League.
Yeah, that kid is, if that kid is actually 5 and actually that good, insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'll be pro in no time.
Yeah. So...
Wild.
That's Jesus.
Yeah, dog.
See, I knew it. Next thing they know, like, the kids are going to be coming out of the womb and they're already going to be professionals. The moms are going to be professionals.
Yeah.
Professionals while they're pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they're going to be on the main stage.
I saw that the other day, or saw it today, and I was just like, I give up.
I give up. Like, I see stuff like that. I see stuff like that, and I'm like, you know, I want to be this streamer, and, you know, that's like my dream job and stuff. And then I see stuff like this, and I'm like, these kids are so young and they're so good. I'm like, I can't. But then I remember that, like, some of the biggest streamers are, like, older than me.
Yeah, they really are. Fucking Maximilian, dude, Maximilian, dude, is huge, and he's like 40 something with a kid, and he talks nothing about FGC stuff. And then there's Alex Valle. Alex Valle is a Street Fighter professional, and he's like 40 plus too, and he's got a kid and everything. His whole entire job revolves around esports and stuff. But he's known as Uncle Valle in the community because he's been around literally since like the first Evos. So he's like an old pro, old school guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But imagine you're sitting in a tournament, you get paired up against Alec Valle, and a 40-year-old dude whoops your ass. That's all I'm
right.
saying. That's all
yeah, because like. It's not esports, but like PewDiePie's like, I think he's like 32 or 31 or something. He's in his 30s and he's like one of the biggest like content creators. And like,
yep.
I think I'm gonna start using that in my league games when I just absolutely shit on somebody and be like, yeah, you just got beat by a 32-year-old.
You got beat by an old man. Yeah, lie about your age. Pump those numbers up.
Yeah.
You got beat by a boomer.
Yeah,
no, you got beat by a 50-year-old.
Hey, real shit. The coach for my organization, Hotson Monster, he is 53.
Oh man.
Yep.
The dude in the video?
No, that's Hootie Hoo. He's the owner.
Okay, I'm about to say it.
Like, is this Gump?
No. It's Hoo Crew.
Oh, the Hoo Crew. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Hootie Hoo, man. That legendary mustache.
Yeah, there's a guy I follow on TikTok, and he's an esports coach for like a college team.
Nice.
And he's like 50 or 60 or so, and he plays League as well, and he's only like, I think he's ranked bronze something, but he's a coach for like a esports team, which I think is cool because like sometimes like the coaches aren't that good at the game they play. They're just good strategically. Yeah, they're just, they know like
macro and micro.
A lot of, yeah, macro, yeah. But like, if you put them up against like mechanically, they just don't have the skills to like perform. Yeah.
Burger.
So.
Hands.
What?
I have no idea. All I heard was like burger hands. That's all I heard.
Yeah. I heard they have burger hands.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, what the fuck?
Like, the fuck is burger hands?
Freaking, one day I was watching Quantum stream, and some dude in the chat was being, or in like his game that he was in, his league match that he was playing, was being like super toxic, and they were like, you got mayo hands are like burger flipping hands because you're so old and blah blah.
Wow, burger flipping hands.
Your burger flipping hands. That is the worst insult I've ever heard.
It's funny what happened.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny. You have burger flipping. Like that sounds like you. That reminds me of like Brick from The Office. Like the, where'd you get those suits? The toilet?
Here, like the Korean peoples, when they're toxic and they speak in English, it's so funny, man. Like, they'll be like, you'll do something to piss them off, and they'll be like, your mom's guy.
Oh my god.
They're trying to say, like, your mom's dead, your mom's died. Your mom's sky. Like, she's in the sky. She's dead.
Oh, okay. Your mom's sky, yeah. Oh, I think I've seen that one, yeah.
Koreans bash on moms more than any other region. It's
really, Caleb, were you watching... I don't know if you were watching the LCS at this time, but I remember... I don't know why I thought about this when you brought up the mom thing, but... this is completely different too, but I remember there was an LCS game, and the game got paused due to technical issues that was going on. And so the two teams, the two LCS teams, decided that they were going to play Hangman in the chat. So they just straight up had a full game of Hangman.
Excuse me?
I think I remember seeing something about that.
Because, like, the pause was, like, for, I think almost 30 minutes. Because, like, they were trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they played, like, Hangman, the whole pause. Like, the whole team, they were just playing Hangman and, like, trying to figure out the words and stuff. It was fun. It was funny because, like, the commentators are, like, you know, we're trying to figure out the technical issue. And then they're just, like, are they playing Hangman? He's like, all right, yeah, no, the teams are, they're playing Hangman in chat right now.
Oh my god, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other topics.
Man?
I won't lie, guys. We are very unprepared for this episode.
I mean, it's kind of...
Are we ever really prepared, though?
This is true. I mean, that is...
I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Bert the Dragon for making PR.
Yeah, my boy Zach. Yeah. My boy Zach made PR at DFW for the first time.
You guys don't know or remember who Bert the Dragon is. He is Zach, one of our guests that has been on the show a few times.
He was on the last episode.
Made PR, which is top, one of the top players in all of DFW.
Yep.
I think he was ranked what, like 7?
8. Number 8.
Number 8.
Hell yeah.
Yep, and he did it during the busiest season of his job, which I don't know if 140 hours is entirely correct, but I can attest to this. There was a 2-week period where I know for sure in one of those weeks he did work 70 hours.
Was he going to school?
No, he doesn't do school. He's out of school, but he was straight work. It was straight work.
I thought his tweet said something about school too.
No. It was a QRT from somebody saying guys with no jobs and high schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dude tweeted like this inspirational photo looking out over the bay, and it said, I can now, my mind is now at peace.
I have found my inner peace knowing that unemployed dudes and high schoolers will always be better than me at Smash. And then he said, I made PR for the first time during the busiest season of my full-time job where I worked 140 hours in 2 weeks. Y'all just want excuses.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, I guess I don't know if 140 hours is true, but I can guarantee that one of those weeks he did actually work 70 hours.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, he worked 70 hours and still managed to go to, like, 2 or 3 tournaments that week. Which he got good wins. Yeah, which he got good wins and also placed in the top 8.
That's fucking crazy, because when me and Caleb in our busy season that just passed and we were working 10 hours, I came home and went straight to fucking sleep. There's no way I would be like, oh yeah, let me go play competitive Smash.
I came home and played League every night, but I also didn't work as long as you did. My routes were pretty normal.
Yeah, and also that's probably why you lost so much LP, because you would come home after working 10 hours and be like, oh yeah, let me hop on League because I'm in the right mindset for that.
I went from Silver 4 to Bronze 2.
Oh no.
That was terrible, man. But so, thank God that they restarted the season this year. They did like a hard reset.
Yeah, I have grinded Rocket League, so that's what I did when I got home from all my busy season, was just fucking played Rocket League, bro. Grinded the shit out of it.
Y'all are stronger than me, because I would come home and I'm like, I'm gonna eat, shower, I'm going straight to bed. So like mad props to him.
And going straight to bed. I feel like that's just like a waste of my day. Like, I worked all day. I want to come home and do something I enjoy at least for a little bit before I just go straight to sleep.
I also stream.
I would do that, but I don't have internet.
I also streamed during that time, Gavin.
Yeah, he
did. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was also streaming after all those long hours at work.
And I gotta fulfill my VIP status duties in Quantum's chat during his streams. So trying to get Lorbo to give me VIP so I have it in both their chats.
Man, I think the biggest thing that like
Quantum has a friend on League 2, so I'm trying to get Lorbo to add me, but he has like 20 different accounts.
I think the biggest thing rolling into this next year is, you know, like the year we're coming up on, is that like we talked about the young gamers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's going to be a massive shift in esports, and I do think it is going to be a takeover of a very young generation.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you look at Rocket League right now, that is straight proof that younger kids are just, they're grinding harder, they're trying harder, they're doing a lot of different things better because
same for League of Legends.
Yeah, they just have a lot of access to information. Like, they have a lot of past stuff that happened, and then now they have a lot of future stuff that's going on that like people
are just they don't have to work full time jobs.
Okay, let's not throw it out that they don't have to do like work and everything, but like come on.
But yeah.
Like,
yeah, but like
they don't have responsibilities, so they can put forth time to a career in which they want that'll net them money when they don't have to actually leave the house to go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more power to like
a general sniper guy, kid who's 15 and who's now a professional League of Legends player. Before that, he was a full-time streamer.
Yeah.
Just making bank at 15 on Twitch.
I mean, look at the general sniper, your own little brother, Aqua. He just got signed at 15. Parth just got signed at 15. I mean, First Killer turned 16 last year, and he's like on his way to be the best pro in Rocket League right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's the young kids are going to come up and they're going to be the ones who are paving the way. And they're going to teach all the new people like the tricks that they figure out to keep up.
Yeah.
So I think it's more exciting now to be into esports and try to be into like the scene, if you will, in any kind of way than anything. I don't even care the fact that, you know, shit, I turned 30 this year. Caleb, you just turned 32. Gavin, you're 20, what, 5?
24.
Yeah, I mean you're coming up on it. You're coming up on it. You know what I mean?
Or you're in your smart.
Nope. Look, I turned 24 on Monday, and right after turning 24, the first thought in my head was, "Time is fleeting. We're all going to die someday." And what have I done with my life?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I instantly went straight to existentialism.
Oh my God!
Boys, before we end this and wrap this up, I had a question for y'all.
What's up? Hit me with it.
All right. So, for this year, for 2022, do you guys have any like video game related goals you want to achieve this year?
The only thing I would say is I want to
start ranking something, or you want to
For me, I want to start making YouTube content. I want to start recording me playing games because I'm playing them already. And I want to start making YouTube content and trying to pump out some good, you know, just video game content, playing, you know, the games I like. And if my internet ever gets working, I want to start streaming again and try to really, like, actually try to eventually become a like full-time streamer.
What about you, Russell?
I think on the path that I'm on right now, I will be Grand Champ in Rocket League sooner than later. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to like set that as a goal. That's something that can definitely already happen.
Yeah.
I definitely want to keep streaming more. I want to do a lot more streaming. Or like not a lot more streaming per se, but just remain consistent, because I was pretty consistent up until peak, and peak season kind of hit me with the as they call it in FGC, the OTK, one turn kill, and yeah, I got boned by peak, so that slowed me down a lot. But I am going to try to become a multifaceted streamer rather than just Rocket League. even though I will keep that as my primary game. Like, speaking of that, starting on Sunday, hopefully this Sunday, I'm going to start streaming the Five Nights at Freddy's series.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that Sunday nights, and I'm going to try to see...
Is that a multiplayer game?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's a single-player game. There's a lot of lore behind it and stuff. They just dropped a new game called Security Breach. I'm gonna play the series, hopefully in chronological order of all the games that people, like, actually pay attention to. So, like, Five Nights, you know, FNAF 1 through 4, and then Sister Location, and then Security Breach. I've already got one through 4 on the computer. So, but
also really good game for helping, like, grow your stream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, Elden Ring drops next month. That's automatically going in rotation. Yep, automatically getting added to the rotation. 100%. I am 100% streaming that game. That game is... I am so fucking excited for it. But I'm gonna be looking into, like, a few others that I want to keep kind of pretty steady. I'm also going to continue to do casting and stuff. And if I find the time... If I find it that it's too hard for me to keep up with playing the game... then I will probably switch to just full-time casting.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because I do very much so enjoy the sport in general. Like, I do very much enjoy Rocket League as a whole, and I definitely, no matter how old I get, I definitely want to keep streaming it and keeping content going.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb, what's yours? What are your goals?
Basically... my main goal, since I didn't get it,
is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody.
My main goal, since I didn't get it last year, is to get gold in League this season.
I believe you can.
And
yeah, you got it this year.
Want to try and find another game to play, since I've tried to find other games to play, but I always get bored of them really quick and always just go right back to League. So I want to try and find something else.
If you like any kind of, like, dungeon grinders, you know, like this Lost Ark, I really suggest looking into Hades.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, Hades is so fucking fun, dude.
I think you honestly would really enjoy that game.
And if you want a good RPG game, it's not completely out, but it is an early access. Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh,
fantastic,
yeah, dude.
Game.
I used to play Baldur's Gate with Dad all the time on first PlayStation. That was super fun.
Yeah, the Baldur's Gate 3, it's a lot of fun. They just added the two new classes here recently, which is the Sorcerer and the Druid. And I've been playing it, and... played the Druid. It's a lot of fun to play. It's really cool because depending on what race you pick will change how your wild shape forms are. So, like, if you do wood elf, your wild shape is like a polar bear, but if you do, like, I think if you just do a regular human, you get like a black bear. And so, like, each one, like, gets different forms, and so it's really cool. The level cap right now is 4. But there's a ton of stuff to do. They just added a new region. They're adding new classes all the time, and they're doing updates, and it's a lot of fun. I've been having pretty fun, and you can play with other people as well. They have a whole Discord page and our server in case you ever want to, like, look for other people to play with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also want to find a good story game and like record me playing through it and make like a YouTube series out of something, but I don't know what game yet.
For sure.
But if that's it, we can go ahead and wrap.
Wraps it up.
Hey.
All right, guys. Well, thank you all for listening. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please make sure to leave us a review. It helps us out tremendously. If you're listening on Spotify, they now have reviews. Please leave us a review, whatever you think we are. But it helps us a lot. And
we do have one episode on YouTube as well if you want to see our beautiful faces.
We have two episodes up right now.
We have
episodes
on YouTube.
Yeah, the last episode.
If you would like to see Russell's beautiful face to go along with that beautiful
True, voice he's the most handsome one on the podcast.
He's a manly chill, man. Chill. Manly man Chad.
Chill.
But that's going to do it for us, guys.
Yes, we will see you guys next week. Same time, same place, Wednesday. And love you guys. Thanks for listening, and keep listening, or else.
Right. Caleb will find you. He has a very and special I, set of skills.
Yeah.
And he knows how to use them.
I will find you, and I will kiss your mom.
Oh!
Your mom is Sky.
Oh, my fuck. All right, y'all. That's going to be it. We'll see y'all next week.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.